This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we can talk about capital punishment. It may be being abolished in New Hampshire, and that's, of course, not going to be the first state. There have been several states that have abolished capital punishment.
Yet another state.
Yes. So we could talk about that. But also, I know you had a story, since it's Easter weekend here, Mark, about a display that somebody had put up in their front yard that a mad woman decided she was going to vandalize and destroy. We'll get into that coming up here in just a moment. It's Ian and Mark here. We go to your phone calls and thoughts, though, to kick off hour number two here with a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Let's talk first to Holly, listening in Gainesville, Florida, online. Go ahead, Holly. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I'm kind of new to this station, so that's okay. I came back in after listening to an earlier broadcast, and I heard what you were talking about as far as the cannabinoids and pot and everything else.
Yeah, it's 420, April 20th, the pot holiday.
Oh, is that in Maine only?
No. We're here in New Hampshire. It's all around the world. People celebrate 420 in various different ways.
Yeah, I can't understand why they like the number 420.
There's a history behind it. There's a couple of different stories.
Urban legends, yeah. But nonetheless, they like the...
It's stuck.
That, yeah.
Well, I don't know. You guys have a whole new concept since I was growing up.
I bet people smoked pot when you were growing up.
We have this this concept of cannabinoids and CBD versus whatever.
Well, and that just means that people know more about the plant than they did 100 years ago. I mean, these are things that existed.
And the reality is when it comes to medical marijuana, CBD is a completely different animal than the actual THC
that's right.
Plant, okay? And the funny thing is we end up confusing people. Oh, yeah, CBD is great, whatever. The reality is that, okay, yeah, if you need it for medical reasons, okay, you'll get the CBD version of it, whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we try to lead people on thinking that, you get the CBD, you'll get the whole same high you get from everything else.
Nobody's That's leading anybody
true.
On to that.
And we're
Just to be clear, no.
See, for those that are not clear, CBD will not get you high.
Yeah, we made that clear in the last hour, and I think pretty much every CBD marketer is also making that crystal clear. It does not get anybody high. CBD is a allegedly medically active compound or whatever.
Compound within it, yes.
Yeah. So if we weren't clear on that, we should be clear now.
No. I think a lot of people try to make themselves clear. But remember, we're talking about people that, they look at it and go, wow, pot, okay, great. Okay.
I don't think a lot of people, how many people know what CBD is? And I mean, it's being marketed in a way that doesn't necessarily, pander to a pot smoker, I think, because they're marketing it as.
You have Girl Scouts actually selling cookies outside of.
Are they selling CBD cookies now? The girls.
the funny thing is that somehow if we muddle the waters and make it seem like everything's legal and whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is that what's happening in Florida? You're calling from Gainesville. Do you feel like the marketing is muddying the waters? I'm not clear on that.
Marketing is marketing, okay? That's fine, okay?
What are you trying to say? Who's muddying the waters?
Well, we need to make sure that people understand that CBD
okay. We're
going to
make sure about that. Thank you, Holly, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'm sure there's some confusion out there where people think CBD might get you high, but, I mean, the person who's that uninformed about cannabis, would they even know what CBD is to begin with?
I think it's a lot of people inform. I think what Holly's concern is that CBD has spread from a grassroots level. It's a lot of people informing each other.
Sure.
And
there's going to be misinformation
people
there.
People don't know. Then again, I'm not an expert on this stuff either.
Well, you're going to know as soon as you try some CBD. It don't get you high.
Well, I took CBD one time. I do jiu-jitsu, and there's some pain associated with
it. Was it like a rub or like a pill?
It was something as an oil that I was taking.
Okay.
And there's some pain associated with having grown men pull on your head and arms, right?
Yeah.
And so I took it, and I noticed no difference in my, you know, in the pain that I was experiencing.
So it didn't help you?
It didn't help me.
Okay. So you didn't get high?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. As soon as somebody takes CBD, if they thought it was going to get them high, that should disabuse them of that notion. Unless, of course, you get high off of a placebo effect or something, like you think you're going to get high and you actually, you know, seem like you're catching a buzz. But I presume that doesn't happen to most people that take CBD because it's not psychoactive.
Yeah.
855 450 freeze. We continue. Larry is on the line listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Larry.
How you doing, Mark and Ian?
Hey, Larry, go ahead.
Hey, you know, that it's so sickening to see the way we're treating marijuana in this country. And then I know the state of Indiana promotes alcoholism. Mm. They have every corner is a brew pub or a whiskey still. This place called Fountain Square in Indianapolis, 27 bars in a 7-block area. So it's just a sickening thing that the state would do that. They allow breweries to open. They
make big money, too, off of all those alcohol licenses.
Yeah, but they pass them out like candy, and nobody pays the fees. All they do is get up a bunch of fees and then sell the license. So it's a sick thing, and you know, I don't say this too often, Mark and Ian, but it's the true essence of racism. They have painted marijuana so black that people think that when they speak against it, they're speaking against the black man. And one more thing on immigration,
Larry, I'll say that the history of marijuana certainly has racism in it, but don't you think we've turned a corner?
No, I don't think we have. I think the essence, that when we talk about racism, Mark and Ian, I'm a colored man, right? I think this is where it comes across the board and reveals its ugly face. When we see a weed, a plant, that you can grow yourself and have your own cure for a lot of different things that ail you, that the state wants to criminalize, yet they'll pass out free heroin needles. They'll pass out Zerboxin. They'll pass out Narcan and everything else to support a heroin addiction problem. But because the black man may tend more toward marijuana, they will keep it illegal. They will lock him up every time they catch him with a joint. I got one more thing, Mark.
But that's changing. I mean, there's no doubt. Let me acknowledge, Larry, there's no doubt there's a discrepancy as far as police enforcement of marijuana. Certainly,
and drug laws generally.
Yeah, certainly here in New Hampshire, they disproportionately target blacks for marijuana arrests. So I think there's no doubt about that. But the fact is that's changing. You've already got 10 out of 50 states that have legalized it for recreational purposes.
And that's for everybody.
There should not be one question or debate over whether marijuana should be legal.
Agreed.
Well, I agree with you, but unfortunately, that's not the world we live in. However, those debates are being held, and the questions are being answered. And
Can I get one more thing in? This is about the immigration. Now, when those people arrive to the border, right, they keep them only for 3 days, and then they have to fly them to whatever city that they want to go to, and then treat them when they get there as if they had refugee status. So that means a $5,000 housing allowance. They get food stamps. They get Section 8 housing and everything and so forth. So I think that America is so sick. And you know, Mark and Ann, I don't talk about racism, but this is the essence of what racism really is. When you pit one people against another at the bottom of the scale to try to wipe out somebody that you perceive as your arch enemy, that's no threat to you. So It's just sickening.
I'm completely lost at this point.
Now.
I have no idea what Larry's talking about.
Well,
but thank you for the call tonight.
Sorry.
I appreciate it,
man.
I got some of it, but it just went a little too nebulous for me there at the end. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here on the 420 Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it is, the 420 edition of the program, live on Saturday night, as we always are every Saturday, every night of the week, actually, all 7 nights a week. We are here from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If it's between those hours, you can call in. And you can bring up anything that you want. So even if you're not listening live, maybe you're on a radio station that listens or that where you hear us later on, you can still, you know, mark your calendar. And if there's something you want to talk about on the radio with us, we're here for you. 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And also wanted you to know about helpmetakebitcoin.com. The folks over at AnyPay make it super easy to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and others at your point of sale. If you got a real-life business.
If you have, you have to have a business for this to really matter to you, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could still do it like, you know, if you're a service provider, if you were going over to somebody's house to deliver a service to them, fix a pipe or something, you could still use AnyPay business to collect. Yeah. It doesn't have to be at a cash register, but that tends to be what they're focused on, to make it easy to accept crypto from your customers. And they've got an app that's available for both iOS and for Android devices. It's a simple four-step process that they will walk you through over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. It's way easier than, you know, if you've ever set up a credit card merchant account, this is 100 times easier than that.
Yes.
There's no application.
Nobody asked, really.
You don't have to ask permission. There's no application beyond creating your username and password. Nobody has to approve your account. You just username, password, you're in, you put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end, and you load the app on your device at the point of sale. That's it. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It is super easy. If you start it right now, you might be able to finish by the time the segment's over. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Jim. He's in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Jim.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. I take CBD oil regularly.
Okay.
And speaking of the placebo effect, I feel a little bit better. It's supposed to help with pain. You know, I've done manual labor pretty much my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of been an option for me because I'm getting away from another friendly doctor that used to prescribe me anything I wanted. Thought that was the way to stay young, and it caused problems. And the other gentleman said giving out free Suboxone or, you know, methadone or anything. I've never heard of such a thing. You pay for that.
Yeah. Somebody's in pain. Somebody's paying for it.
But,
well, tell me, what is it you take the CBD oil for? Is this an orally delivered oil?
Yes. It's an oil. There's different flavors.
Is it like in, so it's not in a capsule? It's, what do you put it in?
I've never seen it in a capsule. I buy it as an oil. There's different strengths.
Is it like in a dropper? How do you deliver it?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. In a dropper.
Mm-hmm. Do you put it under your tongue?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
And based on how much you want or what the strength of the dosage is how much you use. I have gone with the theory if a little is good, a lot's better.
Hmm.
It actually gave me a headache, but it doesn't test positive in a UA.
Right.
Like I said, it might be the placebo effect, right? Hey, I feel pretty good, you know? Maybe this is. If it is, then that's what it is, you know?
How long do you get relief from your pain? And you said you did a lot of manual labor. You have aches. I imagine your back.
Oh, absolutely. Arthritis, chronic pain, athlete for years, injuries. Just, I'm 51, you know, to mm-hmm. get really personal. And there are things that I took other things because it gave me a smile on my face and I felt younger, you know? It was the ultimate PED for me. Well, you get addicted to that other thing, and you fight a battle of your life to get off of it. So this was mm-hmm. something
right. You don't
that
want
I
to go
thought
back.
I would try. Correct. So well, it gives me a little bit of relief, and mm-hmm. I would say it takes probably 1 to 2 weeks before you notice.
Really?
It's kind of like, what is it, glucosamine in your for joints? Is that what the other one? Yep. That,
interesting.
Yeah.
Because I know some people say they've like rubbed like a cream on, and that it's, you know, you don't have to wait 2 weeks in that case. I wonder if
that might be possible. I've never tried that. It's also helped with my digestion.
Huh.
I have a tendency to like to stress a little bit, and that's kind of nothing but good I've experienced with it. It does cost a little bit of money, but like I said, doesn't show up in a UA.
And it's not addictive, most importantly.
No, because I've had short weeks where, like, okay, I'm not getting it, and no, felt nothing other than I'm starting to get stiff again several days later when I didn't have
it. Good to know.
It's a nice testimony.
Nothing. Jim, thanks for calling to share your story tonight. I do appreciate
you know what, guys?
Yes, sir?
Thank you for doing what you do. I don't always agree,
but
I like that
Nobody
we cannot agree, and I love it.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call tonight, Jim. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's right. Open lines here. We will talk to you about whatever is on your mind. It doesn't have to be cannabis-related.
And you don't have to agree with us.
No. And we've got that story, Mark, that you've got about the Easter, sexy Easter display or something like that.
I'm not sure it's Easter, but yeah.
Okay. That a woman has attacked. And it's recent. There's a recent story, right? It's not like...
Oh, yeah.
It's not old. So it's... Yeah. It happened during, like, Easter time-ish.
Right. This is very recent.
We'll get into it when we get the chance, but your calls come first. So let's go to the phones here where we have John in Newport, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi, John. You're on the air.
I just wanted to make a comment.
Yes.
A lot of your callers have been calling in about CBD oil and stuff like that, and one of your early callers made reference, I believe one of y'all made reference to the muddying of the waters in regards to marketing.
That was our caller. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, here's the problem that I have. And first let me say, I don't smoke. Haven't for a number of years. I did experiment with it when I was younger. Mm. Probably wouldn't, even if it was legalized, because I don't want the high at my age.
Okay.
However, I am totally in favor of the legalization because I see the medical benefits to it. But here's the
problem.
With the CBD oils and stuff like that, they've taken the high out of it, and they're promoting the medical benefits of it. But what they're not telling anybody is people in situations like myself, I currently hold a state-issued commercial driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's federally mandated, and because marijuana is still a federal crime, even if it is legalized by the state, it shows up on a random drug screening. And I can
Our last caller doctor. Said it doesn't.
It does.
He said CBD does not show up. You're saying it does?
I hate to break his heart. We've had employees fired from the company that I work for because Jeez. They took CBD oil.
Mm. Well, it's a shame. I don't really have much else to say about it. I think it's unfortunate. We're in a transition period. I hope that can get changed soon. I think that Trump can get himself a few more votes this go around if he were to make some efforts in that direction, but just an opinion.
According to tonic.vice.com, yeah, I don't know. It says here that it shouldn't, but let me see if I can learn a little bit more about it. John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the heads up on that. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Korea has criticized National Security Advisor John Bolton and said it no longer wants to deal with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Jack Keane, retired four-star general and chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, tells Fox News Kim Jong-un still wants to meet with the president.
Well, he's trying to create some division among our national security team and weaken it. At the same time, he's going way out of his way to avoid any criticism of the president, because what Kim Jong-un wants, again, is a summit with the president.
Keane says Kim still believes he can get sanction relief from President Trump. Clashes broke out between dozens of demonstrators and police in Paris on the 23rd Saturday of Yellow Vest protests. Dozens of black-hooded demonstrators threw rocks at police, and some set fire to motorcycles in the center of the French capital. Trash cans and several scooters were also set ablaze. Police responded by firing tear gas and stun grenades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Discord call-in lines are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm.
You've probably heard about Bitcoin. And if you have, maybe you've come to the conclusion that Bitcoin had its day and it's on the downhill slide. What likely that means is you haven't been paying attention to Bitcoin because, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's clawing its way back up. The cryptocurrency that has died 150 times is now back again.
It is rising from the grave.
Right. I mean, you know, it's a die, please. You know, people who say Bitcoin's dead just don't know anything about Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's never been in the grave. It's doing awesome.
Yeah, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything related to Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet or buy Bitcoin Cash and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage in the community on the in the forum over there. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. It's the place, right? They've got the name, Bitcoin.com.
We did just have somebody calling in to counter what another caller had claimed, that was that drug tests do not screen for CBD, which is the non-psychoactive chemical, or one of them that's in cannabis. It's become quite popular for pain relief and other maladies. And according to the article at tonic.vice.com that I found, it says here that it's unlikely CBD will show up in a drug test. If you have to take one for employment, chances are they'll be screening for cannabis, but that actually means they're looking for the presence of THC or THC metabolites, not CBD. Technically, CBD is a chemical, and if you ingest it, your body will metabolize it, so it can be detected. But the average drug test isn't designed to pick up CBD or any other compounds found in cannabis other than THC. That, according to Brenda Gannon, who is a toxicologist and laboratory director at Steep Hill, Arkansas, she says that, quote, because CBD is chemically distinct from THC, it is unlikely that pure CBD would be detected in these type of drug tests. However, hemp-based CBD products often contain trace amounts of THC. Further, Carolina Rebel in our chat room says that federal screens test for CBD, while most other places don't. And so the guy who called in was a professional driver, so CDL.
Thank you, all the drivers out there.
Yeah, thanks for that. So since it's the feds who are likely testing him in that case, then maybe they're testing for CBD specifically, which, of course, you'd expect from the scum federal government. To do something like that.
Also, another thing is that, sometimes people who fail drug tests will say things in order to, not be quite as embarrassed about the whole thing. And maybe they're saying that they were just taking CBD when, in fact, they were smoking marijuana. I don't know.
Well, if that's true, then you shouldn't have tested positive for THC. Right. If you tested positive for THC, you weren't just taking CBD.
Right.
Let's go to Ray Ray. Now, I think you should be able to take THC. I mean, who cares? Truckers have been doing various different drugs over the years for a long time, and I guess that's why the government tries to crack down on them, but I'm sure there are ways around that stuff. Let's go to Ray Ray, listening to WLNI in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the FM band.
Hey, got you, boss.
Hey, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I sure appreciate it. Calling you, transplanted here from West Texas, and first chance checking you guys out. I really appreciate it. It's a pretty cool day.
Welcome.
And enjoying your show here. I just wanted to throw a couple bones your way.
Sure.
Disabled veteran, 100% blind. I've been on the merry-go-round, the Ferris wheel, living in the dark for a decade or more now.
Wow.
And my main point, I got my shepherd's staff autographed and dated by George Young. You can go back and check out the movie Blow. I haven't been past anything too bad other than our subject matter. But
the movie Blow about the drug transportation business?
George Young.
Yeah.
The movie
is
about he's a hero, and I know
I knew him
personally. Yeah. But my point is, a lot of the people with the legalization issue. Let me one more point real quick. The synthetics are a real drag. They don't work. It's garbage. And these people are being it's a placebo thing. But the main point is the people with on the legalization route to things. I do not agree with. Take it a hint from the moonshiners. Simply decriminalize it and keep the government hands out of it.
I totally
and
agree.
All these things.
I would
and
love to see a state government just stop the criminalization of cannabis and allow people to sell it without having to get a stupid government permission slip and licensing and all the regulations and the taxes and all that. I think that would be awesome. I would love to see New Hampshire just abolish criminal penalties for possession and sale and growing of marijuana. That's all they really need to do. But, of course, it's the state, and the state loves money, and they want to get a piece of the action. And so the odds that any state is going to do that are very, very slim.
Exactly, and if you've ever been into one of those stores or something, it's like, I don't know, you might as well go into Fort Knox or something. I mean, it's worse than going into your local liquor store or whatnot, and, of course, that's where all the money comes from. Like you said, everything from transportation to this or that, and then they're making money off of something that's not even real. Or there was another program that was talking about all the chemicals and stuff where it's not even organic. You don't know what you're going. Take it out on the farmer's market, just like your watermelons and tomatoes, and see what happens. Free
market.
The
farmer's market, they sell good weed.
Best.
There you go. And I hope they can someday.
I sure appreciate it, man. God bless
Thank you,
guys.
Ray
you
Ray.
Easter.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And, yes, we will be live on Easter, by the way. Mark, you and I, and I think Richie Rich probably going to be coming out.
Yep.
So we will be here. We don't take holidays off because, we know you're still there. People still want to listen to stuff on the radio, and so we'll be here for you. All right, we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Patrick on the line in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Patrick.
Oh, hello. First of all, I'd like to wish you all a very happy and blessed Easter.
Thank you.
It'll be tomorrow. And
happy 420 to you. Go ahead.
This past week, they sent rockets off the Eastern Shore.
Oh.
Wallops Island.
Where?
Wallops Island. They sent it.
Wallops Island?
Wallops.
Wallops. Wallops.
Where is that?
That's on the Eastern Shore of Virginia, towards the Maryland line.
NASA has a launch center in Virginia?
Yeah, so it's off the Eastern Shore.
Okay.
And they sent a rocket up last week. It was launched like 4:46 in p.m. I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon. And anyway, they got all these kinds of mice up there, and they're doing all these experiments. I just wondered how long they're going to be up there and doing all these experiments.
I don't follow the space world very closely. Every now and then I'll see some article about really pretty pictures taken of something in space or another, and I'll look at those pictures and I'll go, ooh, that's pretty. But I don't really know a whole lot about what's going on with the space program. But if somebody out there does know the answer, you're welcome to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
I don't know everything either, but I do listen to a show now and then that does cover that stuff.
Oh, really?
It's called Declare Your Independence. It's with Ernest Hancock, and you can, I'm sure you can find it at freedomsphoenix.com. He talks about all that science-y stuff, and there's probably even more specialized podcasts out there, but this is a live daily show.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
It was supposed to connect with the International Space Ship up there.
I do have a little bit of information here from DelmarvaNow.com. The Northrop Grumman Cygnus spacecraft was bolted into place on the International Space Station's Earth-facing ports. Cygnus will remain at the space station until July 23rd, when the spacecraft will depart the station, deploy NanoRack's customer CubeSats, then have an extended mission of 9 months before it will dispose of several tons of trash during a fiery re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. So they are distributing the CubeSat. Have you heard about these things, Mark?
Oh, yeah. This is a tiny little satellite that they can put all over the place.
Right, and they're for low Earth orbit applications such as remote sensing or communications. I think I heard, and Patrick, thanks for the call tonight, I think I heard that these CubeSat things are going to be used to like help distribute the Internet or the blockchain.
Well, a variety of things can be done with them. They're just little satellites. Remember when it was a big deal when a satellite would come down? Now these things
not a big
are
deal.
Tiny and they're just little fireballs.
All right, 855-450, free like freedom. You join us here. Take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, or call the Discord. Call in lines over at discord.lrn.fm.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a madwoman attacks a man's property. He had a little display that he'd put up in his front yard with some mannequins dressed up, and she wasn't happy about it. Mark, you've got that story. That's on the way here tonight.
Ready to go.
Dean and Mark with you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we also have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. If you've never been to a Discord server before, I was new to it as of a year ago. We started our server back in January of last year. And I would say it's been a success. We've got hundreds of regular users on our Discord server. There are people in there basically 24 hours a day talking about whatever they feel like talking to each other about. And some of the folks you'll recognize as callers of the show. Others don't call, but that's cool too. You don't have to be a caller to be on our Discord. But it's a way for you to call in because there are on-air call-in line rooms there. Because Discord is not just a chat server where you can type in things, but there's also voice chat rooms as well where you can chat with other listeners or call the show. So check it out. It's free over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. And it's a great little service, different chat rooms within the server, so different topics like cryptocurrency, gaming, and more. It's discord.lrn.fm. And I am getting a compliment on my T-shirt from The Remnant on our DLive chat at dlive.lrn.fm. That's our new video streaming platform, one of the three video streaming platforms that we simulcast on. Of course, we're also on YouTube and Twitch. And I am wearing a vintage copblock.org T-shirt here. It is sadly an organization that ain't what it used to be.
Doesn't exist, really.
Barely exists anymore. The website's still there, but it's a kind of a shell of its former self, and almost nobody contributes to it anymore. It was purchased by somebody at an auction, basically. But the shirt's still pretty cool. So 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Bob. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Bob.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Happy 420.
Thank you. Here you are.
Real quick, I wanted to make a quote from a Janis Joplin song. Mm-hmm. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left to lose. Do you remember that song?
So what does that mean to you?
What?
What does that mean to you?
Whatever it means to you, because you guys think the same way I do. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
But well, certainly, if you don't have much to lose, then you have, by proxy, sort of more freedom because, well, you don't have as much at risk, basically.
Right. I mean, your things definitely can control you. There's no doubt about the things controlling you. But, I don't know. I've always kind of wondered about that particular statement because I have a friend who, is free in the sense that he has no home. He really doesn't have very many earthly possessions at all, but he spends his summer out.
Is this the former Amish guy?
No. He spends his summers basically hiking. Like, the whole time, he sleeps outdoors.
Huh.
So, he's free if you want to be, but that's not the life I want to live.
Yeah, it's rough. You're free to do what you want to do, but real quick, I don't want to beat a dead horse, and this horse isn't dead yet, but I want to put it out of its misery as soon as possible. It's a Mueller investigation on Trump. Hmm. Real quick, the intent to obstruct justice, that whole question... And that is a crime. The intent to obstruct justice is a crime, or intent to commit a crime. That's a crime. Intent to commit a bank robbery, intent to kill somebody, that's a crime, even though you didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do nothing. Well, you intended to. Well, you're guilty of intent to commit a crime. But thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Bob. That said, I would add that I don't think that having an intention on its own should be a crime. I mean, certainly there is the conspiracy to commit blah, blah, blah charge that the federal government loves to throw at people. And I think that it's overused. I think that it is something that they use to intimidate and scare people into getting, taking plea deals when nothing actually happened. Because if you've had a conversation, basically, as I understand it, I'm not an attorney. This is not legal advice. But as I understand it, in order to have a conspiracy charge, you have to have two or more people plotting to do something that would be a violation of whatever law, and they have to take at least some overt act in furtherance of that mission, or at least one of the people, as I understand it, has to take at least some act, something they have to do in order to say that this is a conspiracy. So just talking about it usually isn't enough.
Well, this isn't legal advice, but I would also say that obstruction of justice is a bullcrap charge.
Sure.
I mean, ultimately, if in the case of Trump, at least, you're talking about a person who is, being chased and hounded and whatever. We're going to get you impeachment, blah, blah, blah. What a surprise. He doesn't want to cooperate with you people. He wants to make it difficult for you to kick him out of the most powerful position in the world and perhaps throw him in jail. Well, I mean, you have to be the tried and true blue dog Democrat to get really upset about this stuff. What a surprise. The most powerful person in the world can't be brought to justice. Ho hum. I mean, you thought somehow this was going to be different. Look, Russia is just Democrat for Benghazi. This is a bunch of partisan bullcrap, and I'm so bored. Get over it.
855 450 free, like freedom. We continue. Kevin is in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm weighing in on the cannabis issue there.
Sure.
I was wondering if you were familiar with the medical use of cannabis oil for the treatment of prostate cancer and its symptoms.
No.
Apparently, I was Googling, and apparently in England, and this study is like at least 15 years old, they were using cannabis oil in the form of suppositories to treat prostate cancer symptoms, and it was lowering the PSA levels and shrinking the tumors.
Wow.
Strengthening the tumors.
Shrinking them. Because of its, apparently it has significant anti-inflammatory properties and everything.
Very interesting.
Now I don't know what the dosage was or anything, but being as nowadays, that's probably like the number one killer almost of males in this country is colon or prostate cancer. If you don't count lung cancer into the mix, you would think that they would be all on board for at least legalizing cannabis oil in all 50 states.
Well, I hope somebody's heard this today and that they can use this information to help themselves.
Yeah, Kevin, anything else you want to share? I mean, there's a lot of medical studies out there that never make the light of day that are sponsored by Big Pharma
right.
and everything, but it's not in their own best interest to release it to the public. But if you go to the library and do your due diligence and research, you certainly can find them.
Kevin, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you as we continue. Let's go to Robert in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Robert.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
With all the Islamic migration into Europe, nobody's talking about it, but all these nuclear weapons within the EU, all these different countries, as EU becomes Islamic in the next 20 or 30 years, majority, I've noticed nobody in any major governments are talking about who's going to disarm these nuclear weapons so we don't have some kind of religious apocalypse.
I haven't heard it either. You're right.
Seems a little paranoid.
I don't know.
Could it happen?
No, it could happen. It really could happen. You know.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
you think that Islam is going to take over Europe?
Well, what I can tell you is that when you're talking about Muslims, they have larger families, and at this point, in Western European countries, they're subsidizing. Poor people or whatever, and Muslims are availing themselves of it. So, yeah, is it possible? Okay.
Well, and you know what made me think about I've seen the video on the fertility rate and how Muslims have 8.1 children and other Europeans only have Europeans only have like 1.7.
What makes you think exactly that Muslims have it out for you, that they're going to drop a nuclear weapon?
No. I don't think the majority has it out.
Okay.
But as we've seen, whether it's state-sponsored or Saudi-sponsored or any of this, all hearsay, speculation, but there are always religious fanatics out there. You know, what would happen if you give Westboro Baptist Church a nuclear weapon?
I'm not saying don't disarm the nukes. Yeah. I think that all the nuclear weapons around the whole planet should be disarmed. I mean, that would be great.
It's not going to happen.
Most people that have nukes don't want to launch them because they know it will be the end of the world as they know it, probably the end of their lives as well, because of mutually assured destruction. Thank you, Robert, for the call. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.